You're listening to SBS News.
Leadership spills in Australian politics have become increasingly common over the last 10 years. After John Howard's four terms in office from 1996 to 2007, there have been five prime ministers. First, it was the Labor Party in 2010 and 2013, with Julia Gillard toppling the incumbent Kevin Rudd, and then Mr. Rudd seizing back the leadership from Ms. Gillard. Current Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull stole the position from Tony Abbott during a leadership spill in September 2015. Political analyst John Hewson from the Australian National University says the frequent change of leadership is driven by selfish ambition.
Politics itself has just become a very personal game, very short-term, opportunistic, populist. People concentrate more on themselves and what they can get out of the system than making a contribution to good government. That's been a big trend in both major political parties.
His view may be coloured by experience. John Hewson led the Labor Party from 1990 to 1994 and was at the helm when the coalition was defeated at the 1993 federal election. He then lost a leadership spill to Alexander Downer in 1994. Professor Hewson says this leadership spill is different to past challenges because it's based on personal vendettas rather than party unrest or policy differences.
This is not a policy-driven event this time, and it's not as if there are substantial differences on energy policy. It was used as a bit of a cover, but the fact is that Tony Abbott's been desperate to get even for the fact that Turnbull replaced him as leader, and he's been working to undermine for many, many months, and this has sort of brought it to a head, getting Dutton to challenge.
Traditional leadership challenges often follow a particular formula. When there is strong discontent within the party room, the leader of the party is forced to convene a meeting. All members of the party attend and all positions are declared vacant. Nominations are called for leader and deputy leader of the party. Whoever receives more than 50% of the party room vote becomes the leader. Queensland Labor Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's another unusual facet of this spill.
To adjourn Parliament is a slap in the face to the Australian public. I haven't seen the likes of that happen before. And let's hope that the turmoil ends in Canberra and our federal parliamentarians can get back to their jobs.
Under the Westminster political system, Australians vote for the party, not the Prime Minister. It's up to the party in power to elect their own leader and by doing so decide who will fill the top spot. Within the coalition, the leader of the Liberals becomes Prime Minister, while the Nationals' leader becomes Deputy Prime Minister. The ANU's John Hewson says despite this, voters have an expectation that the government they elect will be the government that serves them.
The expectation of the elected is that if government's going to change, then they want to change it. They want to be part of the process of changing, not have somebody inflicted on them that they wouldn't otherwise have supported.
Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds has told the Senate she's been distressed and disturbed by events.
I think the tragedy of what has been happening, I think the madness of what has taken hold of a number of my colleagues, is that this has been a very good government. And a government is always more than the leader. And the leader is only ever the sum of those he or she serves with.
In another unusual feature of this crisis, Mr. Turnbull is accusing sections of the media of waging a campaign against him. He's been strongly supported in this by longtime political reporter Chris Uhlman, who had this to say on Channel 9.
News Corporation, so we're talking about The Australian, Daily Telegraph and all of those tabloid newspapers around the country, 2GB in Sydney, led by Alan Jones and Ray Hadley, and Sky News in particular, with its evening lineup, are waging a war against the Prime Minister of Australia. Now, that's what they think. That's just reporting the news. Apparently, if you say that to them now, they get their knickers in a huge twist. Now, if they want to be players in this game, which is apparently what they are, and they're working behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes, if they are making phone calls to people, trying to push people over the line, then they're part of this story. So all I'm saying is, if they want to dish it out, they should be prepared to take it, and they're among the biggest bullies in the land. Mm. And it's about time that people call them out for what they are.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard has weighed in, saying she understands why Australians would look to a leader like New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in times like this.
I can understand why people would want to go in and live in New Zealand given the leadership of the current Prime Minister and to be there in a nation that's showing to the world that you can be a Prime Minister, a woman, a mother and still be doing it all.
Liberal MP Craig Laundie is an ally of Malcolm Turnbull. He told the ABC change is needed to avoid another situation like this in the future.
I think we're sadly seeing modern politics is broken and it needs to be fixed. And sadly, I think the cause of that dates back to the Rudd and Gillard years. And I, as someone that comes from outside politics in, not a political background, I think that until we have generational change inside politics today and the next generation of politicians coming through, when there are still people involved with legacy issues from that period, I sadly think that we're going to see more of the same.
National's MP Mark Colton says there are more important issues the government should be worrying about, such as the drought in New South Wales. Mr. Colton has called for an end to the leadership chaos.
If we don't stop this cycle of gladiator, like the Romans looking down at the gladiators at the Colosseum, if we don't stop that cycle in Australia, God help the future.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.